Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round one recap for this week's John Deere Classic. And joining me to break it all down, a man who has seen lots of golf on this Thursday, it's the coach. What's up, coach?
Oh, man, I tell you what, these days are long, but there's nothing else I would rather do on a Thursday than call 9 hours of golf from the Quad Cities with a bunch of John Deere tractors in the background. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Sebastian Munoz at the top of the leaderboard for now. There are a couple of golfers still out on the course, but Munoz in with a 63, highlighted by a 30 on his back nine, which included finishing with 5 consecutive birdies, coach. And this is not unreasonable for Sebastian Munoz to do for one round, but we have not seen him put together 4 in quite some time.
Well, to be honest with you, he rarely puts together 2. So when I look at the fact that he's at the top of the leaderboard, how many times, Rick, do we talk about, well, the lead is really this number? And even though he's at 800, you still got Hank Lebiota, who was plus 6,400 coming in. He's at 700, Chesson Hadley. And when I looked at these two today, I said, they can really do something special. Now, I always enjoy it, even though I don't have a ticket on Munoz, and I do on the other two. Whenever you have in our groups on PGA Tour Live, a player start to go low and they go bonkers. It's always fun to call that, right? And so you had Zach, you had all these guys, and all of a sudden Sebastian Munoz, who's just kind of treading water, gets to 11 and he goes bananas on the back nine. So he hit it great. He putted great. So anybody that may be playing some head-to-heads tomorrow, I haven't even looked at the stats yet. I am fading Sebastian Munoz any way I can, because his putting stats today have to be ridiculous. I haven't even looked at him yet, but they have to be incredible.
Yeah, gained nearly 2 strokes on the putting surface on Thursday. Okay. The two names that coach mentioned, Hank and Hadley, they are still out on the course. They're currently at 7 under. We'll keep an eye on them for the rest of the evening. But 2 more guys in the clubhouse already at 64. One is Ches Reavie, who has been trending in the right direction. 3 good starts in a row. This is a course that we have seen Ches Reavie types win before, right? I could throw him in the same bucket as Zach Johnson. I could throw him in the same bucket as Steve Stricker, kind of those more accurate drivers of the golf ball, guys that rely on the wedge play and the putter more than distance off the tee.
Yeah, a couple of things. Speaking of Steve Stricker, he was in our featured group covers this morning, and I've got to give him a lot of credit, Rick, because he decided not to defend his title at the U.S. Senior Men's Open a week after winning a different major on the U.S. Champions Tour, Senior Tour, and to come back and play in this event that he won 3 years in a row, 09, 10, and 11, and it's a 50th anniversary. So I'll give him a lot of credit, first of all. Plus, he started off ice cold and was able to get it back under par by the end of his round. So give him credit for that. As far as Ches Reavie and Camilo Villegas, and how great of a story would it be if Villegas could win? Are you kidding me? How popular would that be? But to your original point, this is the type of course, just over 7,200 yards. But if you watched any of the coverage today, there's a lot of roll. It's very bouncy. So the ball would hit on the downslope, and you would get 30 to 50 yards. So there wasn't a lot of long approaches if you could keep it in the fairway. The rough, it is really, really long. And anybody that hit into the rough really struggled to score today. I'm guessing that this will be one of those weeks that anybody that makes the cut will have a chance to win, because I think the cut's going to be around 4 or 5 under. You're probably going to have the lead around 12 or 13. And here's what I mean by that. We're expecting a lot of rain, a lot of weather, but not until late morning, early afternoon. So the guys that played this afternoon, Lebiota, Hadley, Munoz, they get to go out first thing tomorrow morning. They could be done, Rick, before the weather comes in. And then the weather starts coming, the wind starts coming. The guys that shot in the morning at the top of the leaderboard, they may struggle in the afternoon because of the conditions. This might be where late, early is the right side of the draw.
It certainly could turn out that way. To Coach's point, Stricker started on the back nine. He bogeyed 12 and 13. He was two over par. All of our friends who rostered him on DraftKings were panicking. He did make he did make a couple of birdies coming in. His back nine was much better. He finished at one under. And I do want to put a bow on the last man in the clubhouse, Camilo Villegas, Coach, because you said how popular that would be. For those who don't understand what we're talking about, he and his wife, they actually lost their two-year-old daughter last summer. You saw a lot of rainbow bows out in support last year. He's had a couple of close calls in the meantime, but I can imagine a victory or a really good finish from Camilo Villegas this week would be widely popular in our community.
And let's remember this too. There is one spot left for the Open Championship. You have to finish in the top five. You have to not already be exempt. And then you could get on that plane, which is not the big 737 that they normally take. They could probably fit everybody on a G5, to be honest with you, because there's no family, there's no girlfriends, there's no managers, agents, anything like that. It's going to be a very, very small group of guys that are playing the John Deere that are going over to the Open Championship, because most of them are already playing the Scottish Open. But Villegas would be one of those guys if he could pull off the win. And yeah, there are just certain wins that are more emotional than others, and this would be right at the top of anybody's emotional win.
So to recap, Munoz at 8-under, he's done. Reavy, Villegas, they're both done. 7-under par. Hadley and Hammer and Hank still out on the golf course at 7-under with a handful of holes to play. Our friends over at William Hill, Coach, in terms of the outrights, giving the nod to Sebastian Munoz for now. He is 7-1. Hank Lebioda, 8-1. Reavy at 12. Russell Henley at 14. And then DB straight vibing, Daniel Berger, who is currently, let's see, he wrapped up at 2-under par.
Yeah,
so he's going to be probably at 6 shots off the lead at best. He's 16-1. Any of these interest you, Coach?
Here's what's going to make people a lot of people upset. I'm going to go back and then I'll go forward. That when I looked at the last 2 or 3 weeks and I looked at guys that played well, remember back at the Palmetto, who had the 4-shot lead, who gave it away on Sunday because he hadn't been there for a while? Chesson Hadley. Do you know what his number was before they started play today? It was over plus 10,000 because I played it. And then I looked at the leaderboard the last 2 weeks. Hank Lebioda, 1 shot out of the playoff last week. He had a great finish at the Travelers to get into a top five finish. Put a little on him. He was plus 6,400. But now look at the numbers, Rick. They're all the way down to 7-1, 8-1, 10-1. There's no value there anymore. But if you're asking me who I think is going to win, I think it's going to be Lebioda or Hadley, and not just because I played them, just because you look at the top of the leaderboard, they're the two names that the last 6 weeks have actually been playing well and had a chance to win. Do not, and I repeat, do not put a dime on Sebastian Munoz. I'm guessing, now, if you want to put him in a bet, fade him in a head-to-head matchup tomorrow. I lost in a head-to-head matchup with him today against Zach Johnson, who ended up shooting a 68 also, 300, pretty good day. I would take Zach again tomorrow because Sebastian Munoz, the one thing he doesn't do, Rick, he doesn't back up good rounds with another good round. He's usually over par the next day, in fact. So when I'm looking at these and these numbers, probably Russell Henley at plus 1,400. But again, I would probably go all the way down to Hadley at plus 2,000. I can't figure out. He's only 1 shot back, and he still has 2 holes to play, but he's plus 2,000. That would be the one name with the value that's up there that he's not scared to go low. He's just scared when he gets to Sunday. But I would put a little bit on him at plus 2,000.
He's got 23 feet for birdie on number 8. That's his 17th hole of the day. He could, in theory, get to 8-under, maybe even surpass Sebastian Munoz if he can roll that one. It'll certainly help. The one that I would consider here is the aforementioned Camilo Villegas. He's 25-1. He's 1 shot off our lead at the moment. He led the field in strokes gained approach on Thursday, and he was an absolute neutral zero putter, which for Villegas is really all you have to do. 25-1 seems a little bit long for me, but I agree with essentially everything Coach said about some of those lines that we're looking at. Coach also mentioned that there are guys already across the pond getting ready for the Open Championship. I want to talk about round one at the Scottish Open, some of the bigger names in the world of golf. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back. All right, Coach, it is the Scottish Open. This is an event that the bigger names this week have opted to use as a warm-up, a tune-up for next week's Open Championship. And we have a couple familiar names at the top. Jack Sr. leads the way at 7-under, but nipping at his heels, Justin Thomas and Lee Westwood. Now, Lee Westwood's having a pretty good stretch of golf this year, the last couple of months. JT had the win at the Players Championship, but it's been a little weak since then. Maybe this is an opportunity to get into shape for our final major of the year.
Yeah, one surprises me, one doesn't surprise me, and I'll tell you why. They decided this year, and this isn't always the case, that they would play the Scottish Open on a links-style golf course, which the years that they don't makes no sense to me. When you're going to play the Open, it should be just like what they do with the Masters. Play the course that has similar conditions. So this year they do. So I didn't think a lot of the American players would be able to come over and play well at the Scottish Open just because they haven't done it in over 2 years because they didn't play the Open Championship a year ago. So Justin Thomas really surprised me. Lee Westwood grew up playing links golf. So he loves this, right? So that doesn't surprise me. Look at the name right under Lee Westwood.
Yeah,
lot of people, John Rahm. He and Xander Schauffele really surprised me today for these reasons. John Rahm hasn't touched a club probably since the U.S. Open. And he'd be the only guy that we say, okay, we get it. You won the U.S. Open, take some time off. He comes out today and shoots a 5-under. Are you serious? Xander got married a week ago. And much like you, Rick G., he overachieved in marriage like a son of a gun. So I thought he hasn't touched the club either. That I was wrong about. So there's a lot of American names at the top. Ryan Palmer as well. I'll give him credit. Yeah. Can they do it for 4 days? I don't think so. This is links golf. It's very, very difficult. The bounces always change from day to day. But this leaderboard, it's as good as you could possibly ask for if you're the Scottish Open, which is now on the network on NBC on the weekend, which changed just a couple of years ago.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned John Rahm. He was coming up on my list here. The world of golf should be scared or might be scared because if this was a watershed moment for him at Torrey Pines where he wins that and now he just goes on a rampage, like watch out. John Rahm in his first round back since winning the U.S. Open in contention again, leading into a major championship.
I mean, I love it. I love it when we're in a situation in golf where you got one, two, maybe even three dominant golfers. I think it's better that way. I'm not a big fan of parity. We ripped off all the winners in 2021, Rick, on the Mega Preview on Tuesday, and I don't know if that's necessarily great. I like it when the top players are winning four, maybe five times a year, like Tiger did years ago, you know, eight times a couple of years. So to me, I love that Rahm is being dominant. There's one name, though, that's very noticeably absent on the leaderboard. That's Rory McIlroy.
That's right.
But he shoot an even par today. One under.
He is in a tie for 73rd.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to get to 300 or 400 to make the cut this week. It's going to be the lead's probably going to be at, I'm going to guess, probably 12 or 13 after Friday. So McIlroy needs to figure it out because we were giving him credit 2 months ago, and now he's kind of gone backwards as far as how he's playing. And today's a perfect example of that. There you see him at 1 under par. So, whenever you have four bogeys opposite five birdies, that means you're being very, very inconsistent. And that's not a recipe for success next week at the Open Championship.
Yeah, the win at Wells Fargo may be starting to look more like the outlier than the poor week. So we'll keep an eye on Rory McIlroy. Coach, before we get you out of here, happy to report Chesson Hadley rolled in that 23-footer. He is now 8-under. He has tied Sebastian Munoz. He has one hole left to play. We'll see how that shakes out. And, of course, we will be back after each round this week.
We know how it's going to shake out, Rick. I've got a ticket for plus 10,000. We know what's going to happen. But I will tell you this. It's the first time in my betting career that I have two tickets, north of plus 6,000 that are both within one shot of the lead and in the lead after day one. So for that, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Let's go.
You absolutely should be. Good luck. We'll keep an eye on those for the rest of the week. But for now, let me thank producer Jacob. He does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, it's the coach. You can find him on Twitter at the Coach Rules. You can see him on PGA Tour Live the rest of the way. And you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.